You are listening to Get Spirited with Rachel Pearson.
Hi, I'm Rachel, a professional evidential medium. Thank you for joining me for inspiration, revelation, validation, and love from the spirited side of life. My greatest professional development that also led to me finally accepting myself as a medium occurred while mourning the death of my son, Perry, in 2015. Since then, Spirit has encouraged me to share their insight without bypassing the important human components of healing and spiritual growth. So we'll dive deep into all of it here, and with me, I hope you'll find a greater connection to Spirit and your own spirit, open to peace, joy, and all the fulfillment from life that Spirit intends for you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Just a reminder, this is part two of Spirit Stories, which we started last week. And in case you haven't listened in yet, 2 days before last week's recording, I decided that I was just going to take whatever readings I had, whatever came through for those 2 days and share here. So it ended up being 4 readings that I had, and we shared the first 2 readings last week. And today you get to hear the other 2 readings. But before we get into that, I want to share for anyone who may be new to mediumship or new to me, what a reading actually is. So when I connect with people in a mediumship reading, I am connecting with their loved ones who have passed, who are no longer in their physical bodies, but are just as close to them and in some ways closer than ever. And when I meet with my clients, whether it's phone or Zoom, occasionally in person, I explain how I work, kind of give them a little bit of information about what to expect, since this is different and new to a lot of people. Then what happens is their loved ones come forward. Sometimes several at once, sometimes one at a time. Sometimes there's just one big star of the show. Sometimes it's a family reunion. But regardless, how I connect, what happens on my end is I start feeling the energy of the person or people who are around. And my intent is always to get one-on-one. So if we start out with a big family reunion in the beginning, I am seeking to blend with one person at a time, to get a feel of their personality, to know that the validations I receive are coming from that person. And there are common validations that I get in every reading. Now, when I use the term validations, what I'm referring to is evidence that the people will understand and identify with their person who has passed. This includes personality traits. I might feel if they were outgoing. I can feel usually right away if they were a prankster or had a sense of humor, if they were quiet or more introverted. I will often see, not like I would see if we were face-to-face or even on a Zoom screen, but Spirit can kind of show me or help me focus in on certain even physical traits. So I might see eyes that stand out and are sparkly. I might be able to see that someone has wavy or curly hair. I might get a feel or see their build, like if they were really slender or a beefcake. Those are things, especially when it's an extreme characteristics, I can often discern that. So these are different things that they use as evidential validations. I also get commonly birthdays that are important to them. So it might be their birthday. Dates can include also anniversaries. So these are going to be important dates to them, whether it's theirs or their people here. I might hear names of people who they are with, people who are there close to here. And again, these are common validations, so they're not necessarily something I'm going to mention in a spirit story unless it's relevant to the story I'm sharing. Anyway, validations and then messages. And sometimes, especially early on in a first-time reading, the validations really are the message, meaning that I find that people's loved ones really want them to know right away that they're okay, that they're still with them, that they're still them. And the more validations they give me, the more it proves to their person all these things that I couldn't know, prove to them that they're still around, they're still them, they're still watching over. Sometimes the validations have to do with how they're around them now. They may know that their spouse just went to the doctor yesterday. Again, those can be validations as well, things about the people here wanting to let them know that they're still involved in their lives. Now, the messages are more like what they want to share, just, you know, their messages. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but readings always have evidential validations and messages. And sometimes it's the messages, like last week's episode, I felt like when I reflect on those readings, it was the messages that had such an emotional impact on my clients that really delivered a lot of healing. Okay. Reading number three was a family reading. So this was a really cool. Dad came through and he had recently passed. He told me so the reading I did over Zoom, and it was for a group of siblings. There were four or five of them. And he showed me that he was at an outdoor wedding since he passed. Again, I knew at this point he had passed recently. And he expressed a lot of love and gratitude for how he was honored and remembered at the outdoor wedding. And he showed me a handkerchief. And his daughter understood this as her wedding that she recently had outside. And her sister, who was also present at the reading, had given her dad's handkerchief. And she had that with her during the wedding, the outdoor wedding ceremony. That was really cool. He gave me the name of his son, who he was with, who had passed as a baby. And he gave me the name of a grandson. Oh, I got to back up here a little bit with this. So this was really cool. I could tell this dad was very physically affectionate. He was very encouraging. He gave several messages of guidance to his kids throughout the reading. He made me feel like he was someone, not just on the spirit side, but here really did live, wanting to make others smile. Everybody was a friend. He always had an encouraging word for people. And he was super fun too, I could tell. Now, he showed me actually a big steering wheel and driving. And he was very, very humble about his work. But he said even with his work, he touched a lot of people. And he said a lot of people have said to the family, and he's heard them, and how much he touched them just with a smile, an encouraging word. And he was showing me a big steering wheel. And my mind went to like a city bus driver, but he was like, no, it's not that. But he did tell me I worked with the public and people were coming in and out. And I was actually motioning in and out on the Zoom call with his kids. And people were always coming in and out. And his kids told me that he was a party bus driver and a DJ. I thought that was so cool. And I loved how he was like, he tied this into messages for his own kids of like, follow your own path. Don't underestimate like the ripple effect that your words and your actions have on others, you know, bringing a smile to someone's face, giving them joy, how important these things are. And he had said messages like that I had shared, relayed prior to me knowing he was a party bus driver. That came in actually kind of close to the end. So it kind of made sense how I was feeling and relaying his personality to be when he brought that through. And he also said he had some good dance moves too. He showed me an old-fashioned silver badge, you know, like the sheriff badges, police badges. And so earlier in the reading, and I asked if he was a police officer, and I showed his kids that he showed me the badge, and they said no, but his father was a sheriff. And so as soon as they said that, I could see that was his way of acknowledging he was with his dad. So I told them, well, this is his way of letting you know this is who he's with. And as soon as they said that, he said, I've earned my own badge. Like I saw the grandfather giving his son, their dad, a badge in heaven on the spirit side. And I believe it was the son that said to me, that makes sense because his brother was also a sheriff. My uncle was a sheriff, but my dad wasn't, obviously. So that was really cool. And I think it spoke to not wanting to overinterpret that, not knowing, but just that sense of him getting his dad's acceptance and, you know, on the spirit side of for how he sees how he impacted others here. And it's interesting how those are two completely different careers that they had, but both are important. You know, this dad, fun-loving dad who Live to Bring Joy to People. Was really cool. Now, I'm going to go back to what I had jotted down. So he gave me the name. And again, just to protect client privacy, I'm not going to say it, but I will say it's a unique name. And I had written it down and spelled it exactly. And his daughter said, that's my son, his middle name, my son's middle name. And I said, well, he's showing me that he got to ride, he was riding on the bus with him. And they had this party bus connection experience. And then the kid shared with me that after their dad passed, all the grandkids got a party bus, like drove a party bus. And it was this particular grandson, the name that he gave me, it was his idea. So he headed the whole thing up. So I thought that was really cool. And I just know, I just loved how much people loved him. And I was really touched and inspired by myself at how he looked back on his life here. And he said, you just don't even know the ripple effect of, you know, taking that time to bring joy to somebody, bring a smile to their face. I thought that was like super cool. Sometimes it's those little things that, you know, here, you guys, we feel like we have to do something big or meaningful. And what we don't always realize is that these are the things that are big and meaningful, you know, him making somebody laugh, a total stranger, saying the right word to somebody at just the right time, not even knowing that that's what they needed to hear. These are the big things. So for whoever needs to hear that, know that random acts of kindness, again, encouraging each other, bringing a smile to a stranger's face, that's what it's about. Yeah. Okay. There were a lot of other really cool things. Oh, he brought through some really good validations, specifically for one of his kids. He said, go on the vacation. Don't feel bad. You've earned this. You'll just get down to business when you come back. And his adult, they're all adults, you know, shared with me that he had been out of work. He lost his job, was out of work, but had a vacation he was leaving for in 14 days. So dad wanted him to know, don't feel bad about it. Enjoy it. I have a feeling, and I told him this too, I have a feeling your dad knows that work is around the corner for you when you get back, but certainly don't feel guilty about this vacation because you've earned it, is what he said. He acknowledged birthdays. He said he wanted them to all know he was going to be there with them celebrating their birthdays. He acknowledged the good barbecue guy in the family. He said how proud he was of his kids for all getting together and staying connected like they are. As far as the birthdays go, this came in at the end, and he was like, I want to make sure I'm fair to all of my kids. So I want them to all know I'm there for their birthday, but there's two who have birthdays that they're very close together, and they understood that there were two of the kids in the reading that had birthdays very close together, and it happened to be one of his kids' birthdays is today, so it was the same day, so that was really cool. And then at the very end, he was talking about the birthdays last, and then he goes, and I'll be there in August too. And then one of his kids chimed up and said, oh my, like her daughter had just walked in. I couldn't see her on the Zoom, but she said her daughter had just came in and her birthday's in August. So this dad, he was full of validations right up to the end. Now, I will say this, starting out, there were a couple of people that he tried to bring through and it wasn't making sense. And this is where I have to have confidence in what I'm getting and keep going. And I kept explaining to them, sometimes this happens that I will have. And then when, you know, at the next reading, I had a kind of a similar thing, except the person did recognize who was coming through, just didn't, it was a little bit confusing as to why these people were coming through, but sometimes that will happen and we'll get hellos from others. And I kept telling them, it's like being in a party and trying to talk to one person. And sometimes, you know, it's not that one at a time. Sometimes it's like, they're all like, oh, hey, we're all here. And so it can be a little bit confusing. And I reassure them that when I get with the star of the show, basically, everything will start flowing and making sense. And there were also some really meaningful messages, validations around this dad's passing. And he told me he was sick, even though there was something unexpected at the end to it. And he made me feel
sensation in my head, my throat, and my chest, and he was showing me vessels and said it was something they couldn't fix and that there was an underlying cause. And then they had told me, the family told me, that it was a stroke that he passed from. But what was really sweet here is he wanted his one child to know that he was knew he was there, even though his eyes were already closed. So this means dad was already unconscious or had passed. And that was very meaningful for his child to know that dad knew they were there in that moment, even though he couldn't get there, what he felt like was on time, you know, but dad certainly knew that he was there and was certainly still there in the room with him when he got there. So I thought that was really sweet. And there were several other messages that this one I just gave, so it was a little more fresh, but he certainly was an incredible dad. And yeah, dad, grandfather, I felt like friend to everybody he met. Yeah, so that was really sweet. Okay, and then after that, I guess this is technically the one I just gave, was a little girl who came through. And this was interesting because this was another reading that several people showed up at the beginning. And I was getting impressions for a baby boy, a baby girl. It was a little bit confusing, but this made sense at the end. My client's grandmother came through with her name. My client told me we had connected before. I was a blank slate. I didn't remember. And that's just the way it goes. And I kind of like it that way. see who comes through. And her daughter, another little one had passed. And at the end of our reading, this mom told me that when we connected previously, that her daughter came through. It was just her, showed up at the beginning like a firecracker. And this is a good example of how every reading's different, where this time she had several people coming through. But the interesting thing about this one, at the very beginning, people in spirit were telling me she has her own abilities. So I was telling this mom, you know, you have support on the spirit side. You have your own intuitive abilities, and they're wanting you to know that they're helping you. If and when you want to develop that, explore that more, you definitely have the ability to connect with spirit yourself. And this is beyond like all of us who have the ability to connect with our own loved ones. This was like more mediumistic abilities that she has. So anyway, then I connected with her daughter. The interesting thing was that she was showing, I was seeing a baby boy at the beginning. So mom told me that she had lost a baby boy through in vitro fertilization, and then it was their daughter that they adopted. All of this happened after her daughter had passed. So what happened was her daughter was trying to show me this whole story. It got super confusing, but it all made sense as time went on. And then I understood, oh, okay, now I see why I was seeing the baby boy, because of the baby that the mom had lost that she didn't carry, right? But it was her actually baby girl's way of communicating that. She showed me an aquarium. She showed me and going there. And I knew it wasn't too far away, like somewhere we could go to pretty easily. And her going there and feeding the baby sea life, she said. And the interesting thing was that mom said, actually, she never went there, but every year we go there now in honor of her. But her baby girl showed me like her being there with them and going there and that excitement. So from my perspective, it was like just the same as if she had been there in person, because she was so excited and has this connection going with them. She also showed me kites, and she said, yeah, there are kites there too. So it's like they go to the aquarium every year and they see the kites there while they're there, like kites being flown in the sky. So I thought that was really cool. She talked about her brothers. She talked about a little boy's party she had just attended. She showed me teenage ninja mutant turtles. And her mom said, yeah, they just went to her nephew's birthday party, which is her baby girl's cousin. And that was the theme of his party, was teenage ninja mutant turtles. She showed me blankets and pillows, stars, and a lot of things like decor, sleeping with mom coming to her in her dreams. This was really interesting because she made a big deal about showing me her in her dreams. And her mom actually replied that she had a dream of her baby sister who came into their life since she's passed. And she saw her exactly how she looked when she met her adopted baby that they adopted. So it was her little girl that brought her that in her dream. And this is a good example, too, of it doesn't matter how babies come into our lives. Sometimes it's through adoption. Sometimes it's through birth. Okay. Oh, and then she showed me actually that mom was potty training. And that's when mom actually said, yeah, her little sister. And then as soon as she said little sister, her daughter told me, I talked about her before in the reading we had before. So I think it was a couple of years ago that we connected. I'm not sure exactly what our first reading was. But when she said, I told you about her before, I talked about her before, when I shared this with mom, that's when my client told me the story about her bringing through in the reading about the baby that was coming, her sister who was coming into her life, who she was helping to send. And that was the adoption story. So, but when we connected before, it was actually before. And she said she validated before that we were adopting a baby. And since then, they've obviously adopted the baby, her daughter's baby sister, and now mom is potty training her. So I love that. It's a lot of, sometimes everything comes through in a linear fashion, and other times dots get connected as we go along, and then it all makes sense. The interesting thing is, it's all just the information that I get from spirit, you know? And I'm probably the most clueless one. I think there's information. And these last two readings I gave, the same thing happened with both of these readings, that there was information that came through previously. And going back to that third reading, the one that I just gave to the family, an interesting thing was I was getting a female on the spirit side, and I was like, Marie or M-A-R name, and it didn't connect at the time. Then Dad came through, set everything straight after he communicated what he wanted to say. And he said, tell mom I'm with Anne. And they said, oh, my mom, their mom's mother's name is Anne Marie. So that connected the M-A-R from the very beginning that I kind of had to put aside because it wasn't clear who the female was in the beginning. But by the end of the reading, that made perfect sense. Like, oh, okay, it's Anne Marie then. So sometimes it will happen. It'll get part of a name or a name, but it's not connecting. And then there's something else about the person that they'll bring through, especially if they're helping other people on the spirit side say hello. In this last reading, I actually believe that my client's baby girl was communicating. When I say baby girl, she was a toddler, was communicating all along from the very beginning. But she was actually trying to help the others communicate and let mom know that she has her own mediumship abilities, which was really cool. One more thing before I go. I have been invited to be a keynote speaker at a very special event, From Grief to Hope's annual global celebration of life service. This is a service that anyone can attend who wants to honor a loved one who has passed. It is on Saturday, March 16th. So when this airs, it will be the following weekend, or the upcoming weekend, I should say, from noon to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So if this is a free event, if you'd like to join, you can go to fromgrieftohope.org. Again, that's fromgrieftohope.org.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Mom. All right. So before we go, I'm going to pull a card as usual. Let me go ahead, start shuffling here. So the card I ended up pulling is Hilarion, Divine Emergence. Be seen. Let the world know your gifts. What that says to me is that Spirit is encouraging you to sort of show off in a way. You've been, whether it's creatively or in between work at the moment, Spirit is encouraging you to show off, get out there, show everyone what you're capable of.
Awesome message, Jonas. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you guys, if any of you want to actually see the cards, they're beautiful cards as far as the artwork goes, just send us an email to info@rachelpearson.net and we will send you a card. We actually got some feedback from someone just last night who shared that the message you shared last week, Jonas, about the karma and breaking bad habits and changing, that it was exactly what she needed to hear in that moment.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I'm glad that my card reading actually managed to pertain to someone's life instead of my usual whatever I do.
Of course. course, always. Well, thanks you guys again for listening, and we hope you have a great day.
To learn more about me and my offerings, please visit rachelpearson.net. Get Spirited is edited and produced by Jonas Pearson.